B'Azrat Hashem we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumas Achron, the laws of impurity as it relates to foods in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. Where in this Perek we discuss regarding the halachic status of liquids that congeal and also those that come out of food items, how to qualify what's considered the food and what's considered the liquid, which have differences in halacha. As Rambam begins halacha of regarding this concept of liquids that congeal. So Hashemen, oil, or yadvash, or honey, shenitmu, where they became tummy, and they became automatically rishon l'tumah like all liquids. V'achkach karshu, and then they congealed, which means they become thick like a food item. V'achkach nemoichu, and then they become dissolved again. So harei heim rishon l'tumah l'olam, they remain as a rishon l'tumah forever. Neshim kamashkim, because even when they're congealed, they are always considered like liquids. V'afa bishakofu achash nitmo, and even if they congealed after they became tummy, it's going to have halachic status as a liquid. Now, halacha beis. In contrast, hadoitiv, sauce, vagrisin, and the groats, and the crushed beans, vachalav, and the milk, shakarshu, when they congeal, hadehim kaicham, they are considered like a food item, and therefore, it's not going to have the halachic status of mashkin, utrich machshava, and it actually requires that a person should think to want to eat them. As long as he doesn't, it's not a mashkin, and neither is it going to be a food item, and actually it's not going to have a tuma at all. Now, if a food item that's a first degree level of tumah, or a mashka, which is always a rishon, touches them, so nasrushnim, then they become a second degree, because again, like a food item. Now, if it had a liquid that was moist enough that it would make the hand that touches it moist, then they're actually still considered as a liquid, and they're going to be considered like a rishon tumah, like liquids always are considered. Now the Rambam gets into regarding liquids that come out from a fruit. So nitmu k'shem mashkin. Let's say they became tamei when they were liquids. V'kafu achar kem b'kosher. Then they froze and they congealed. So harim shnim. So then they're going to be a second degree. In other words, they do not retain their original tuma because a food item is a new entity. And therefore it's k'mo ichal shenitmu mashkin tamein. It's like a food item that became tamei from tamei liquids, meaning because every drop that congeals becomes tummy from touching the liquids that were tummy. Because a food item can become a tummy even a minute amount, and liquids could contaminate even as a minute amount. Now what's the difference between this and the previous halacha of the oil and the honey, which we said that even if it congeals, it's still halachically like a liquid, is because honey and oil don't congeal so much until it doesn't have any moisture whatsoever. But here where it literally becomes like into a solid, it becomes like a food item, which... So therefore, it's like a food item that's contaminated from a liquid, which are its own liquids that then turn into a solid. Now, nitmu k'shem kafuyim, let's say they became tummy when they were frozen, v'nimoichu b'nasa mashkin, then they dissolve and then they become into a liquid. So it depends. Imhoyu kebeyim mechuvin. This one introduces a few interesting cases. We were going from a liquid to a solid. Now we're talking about and then it's like, okay, it's like a food item, it's a solid. Now we're going from a solid to a liquid. It was frozen, became tummy, and now it's becoming a liquid. If it had exactly the size of an olive, and for sure, from an egg, and for sure if it was less than that. So the liquids that's coming out are going to be tahar. Why? Because the liquids are a new entity that were never tummy. Like we said, when it transitions from a liquid to solid, solid to liquid is considered a new entity. And this that it's touching the food, which is tummy, would not contaminate the liquids. Why? Because the moment it dissolves a little bit, then you don't have in the food item any more measurement of an egg. And like the Rambam says in Perek Dalet, less than the egg size of tummy foods does not contaminate anything else. No, Yosef Mikabe, if I had more than the egg, I'm an Ashkan demand, then liquids are going to become tummy. Why? Because when the first droplet liquefies, then it becomes tummy from the egg size that still remains of the tummy foods which it's which is dissolving from. And that droplet's going to contaminate all the droplets that come after it. Even if, let's say, the food's already less than the kebeya, but as long as it had more than the kebeya for the first drop to become tummy, liquids could be metame, even less than, even just minute amount. And machin tmeimei is a similar case. Let's say someone that's tummy from a dead person. Shasachat zesim anavim shokshur. He's squeezing out olives and grapes that were already susceptible for tumma. So it depends. In my kebeya, the food items are automatically going to become tummy, even minute amount, but we're going to contaminate any other things that it has to be the shear of a kebeya. So imay kabe, it was exactly the size of an egg or less than that. Hadayim mashkin yisim tarim. So the liquid that's actually coming out from the grapes of the olives are going to be tar. And the reason that is because there's, by the time you squeeze out, automatically you lost a little bit from the grape of the olive, and now you have less than the kebeya of oichlin to be metame. As long as you don't touch the place where the liquid's coming out from, so you're not directly contaminating the liquid. And the reason for this is because the liquid is not considered as part of, it's like deposited in the food item, but it's if it's a separate entity. And therefore the liquid not becoming tame from the touching of the peel that's tame, because it's not really liquid before it's squeezed out. So once it's squeezed out, all it's touching is the grape, which is already less than the size of an egg. But if let's say those olives or grapes had more than the size of an egg, then how do you have them to name? So then actually the liquids that come out are going to be considered as tame. Why? Because once the first drop came out, nitmas bekebeya, so there's still, because it had more than the kebeya. So the little drop that come out, that first drop, there's still more than the egg size of tame of the olives or grapes. And that contaminates all the liquids, because that liquid then contaminates all the rest. Now, now, if let's say the one squeezing out the grapes with olives was a zav or a zav or those that are similar, like a nida and a yeledis, then it's more stringent. Even if they're squeezing out one grape, one independent grape that wasn't even susceptible to tuma, and he doesn't even touch the liquid, the liquid's going to become tummy. Why? Once the first droplet comes out, nitmas b'masa hazav, they have a halacha, what's called masa, of carrying, of moving it by the zav. Shazav shenasa yichol namashkin, because a zav that carries food items or beverages, tamein, they become tamei kamesh, and like we explained this, in perakas mechas mishka mesh of halacha beis, and here, he's causing the droplet to move the moment it comes out. That's why it's tamei. Mechin zav shechol v'seis, so too applies, let's say the zav is milking a goat. Hachav tamei. The milk is tummy, even if it doesn't touch the milk. Shekim and Shiatz is tiber rishoni, because once the first droplet comes out, nitmas b'masa zav. The zav is causing it to move from its place. That's masa, and that's contaminating it. Halacha Gimel continues regarding liquids that come out from a pot. So kededa shemila kevashin shel chulin, regarding a pot that was filled up with pickled vegetables of chulin. V'yatzu aleihem, and the leaves of the vegetables are sticking out chutz l'kededa out of the pot. Noga abay tuma. Now, an abay tuma, or a rishon tuma, goes and touches ba'ola in the leaf, shechutz l'gedeira, that's out of the pot, b'makom enog, in the dry spot. So, av b'shesh ba'ola kebe, even if the leaf has the size of an egg, only hu tame, only the leaf is going to be tame, but ba'kol tar, the rest are going to be tar. And the reason for that is because since the leaf that's tame is out of the pot, it's not considered connected for the laws of tuma for the vegetables that are inside the pot. Now, chazer, if let's say after it became tummy and it has the size of an egg, which it could contaminate other things, then it went back and likadere, it fell into the pot, then timi es samashkin shabu. What's going to happen is it's going to contaminate the liquids that are inside the pot, and liquids always become a rishon, even if a sheni by chulin contaminates liquids to become a rishon latuma. Oh, now the liquids are a rishon. So benitmas hakadera, which also is a chiddush, as the Rambam said, hilchas avos hatuma perkazan lach alv, that liquids that are tummy contaminate vessels. So the vessel becomes tummy, and b'chol kvashin, all the pickled vegetables also become tummy from the rishon of the liquid. The noga ba'ala shulchutz l'gedera. Now, let's say he touched a leaf that's out of the pot, v'hoyu b'mashka, not like we said before that was dry, and there was liquid on that leaf. Shem yesh b'ala kebeya, if the leaf has the size of an egg, then hakol tummy, everything's going to become tummy, even if it didn't slide back into the pot. And the reason that is, sha'olam etami mashkin shalav, because the leaf is going to contaminate the liquid that's on it. And v'amashkin etami kol mashkin shabgedeira. And then that liquid is going to contaminate all the liquids that are in the pot, because the liquid on the pot, on the leaf, is considered connected to the liquid that's inside the pot. And therefore it's going to contaminate the pot. Ha'isagedeira malei kavashim shal truma. Let's say the pot was full with pickled vegetables of truma. V'nir ois tefulyam, and the tefulyam, and it mixed it. And then, ending with a spoon, b'demarom mashkin al yod, he sees liquids on his hand now. Safik minakadevnit, so he's not sure. Maybe it just sprayed from the pot, but he didn't really touch it. Safik shakelach nogabiyodo, maybe one of the stalks actually touched his hand. So hayorik pasl. So the halacha is that the vegetables are going to be pasl because it's a safik of a tful yaim, who the Rambam says, halacha sabas atoma perikyod halacha hey, that the safik is going to be pasl. But vagadeir tell you the pot's going to be tar because the liquids that became tame from a tful yaim are not matame kalim. So anyway, the pot's going to remain tar. Halacha dal, Rambam continues regarding liquids that come out from olives and from grapes. Tamei shayu oichal anav mukhsham. Let's say there was a tamei person that was eating grapes that were already susceptible to receive tuma. V'nafal memene gargi yichid l'gas. Now, one of the grapes falls down into the wine press. So im ha'yishalom, if the grape was intact, and it wasn't missing the stem, which the stem is what closes up the opening of the grape, so that no droplets should come out, so then hagas tar. So then the wine press is going to be tar, because that grape does not have the size of an egg, and a food item, even though it's tame, but it's less than the egg, is not contaminating other things, and there's no liquid coming out. But v'mnitel ukta, but let's say the stem was removed. Ah, and v'hoyu anovim, and the grapes that he took them from, which is where this one grape came from, were mukhanim ba'avit, were prepared in the avit. The avit is a vessel that has no holes, and the liquid oozes out from the grapes, and it doesn't go to waste. Or things similar like that, which is ladarchem, to press them, where it's not going to waste, and he wants the liquid that comes out of them. Therefore, that would prepare the grapes to be mekabel tumah, because it's liquids that he wants, what's called beratzen. Then nitma hagas betibas mashke shabereisha gargar b'makom alketz. So now in that case, since it's missing the stem, the wine press will become tummy from the droplet of the liquid that's by the top of the grape, in the place of where the stem was, and that became tummy when it touched the tummy person, and therefore that contaminates. Now, the whole gas. Now, naflu menu, if let's say it falls from the tummy person, anovim, grapes that were tummy, udirachim emokumufne, but he's pressing them in a place which is cleared out, where there's no other grapes over there. So here, im hoyu kebein mechuban, if it had exactly the size of an egg, hadei mashkin leisim entitim. So the liquids that come out are going to be tarkamash ran, like we explained this in the lacha beis, because the liquids are not touching tama oichel, the size of a kebein. The moment you squeeze out, it's already less. Hayosim kebein, if it had more than the size of an egg, then leisim entitim, the liquids that come out, tummy, like we said, shekimin sheyatz, tibirishan, once the first drop comes out, nitmes bekebein, becomes tummy the size of, comes tummy from the egg worth of tummy foods. When Thomas is called a mashka yitzecher, and therefore that liquid is going to contaminate all the liquids that come after that. Halacha hey, gush shel zeisim tameim. If there's a pile of olives that are tameim, shem mekubetz, where it was gathered together, mechuben, if it's all connected, v'shlicha l'teich tanur, and it was thrown into an oven behusak, and it was heated up, meaning the heat expels the oil from the pile of the olives. So it depends. In ma'ikibei mechuben, if the pile of olives is exactly the size of an egg, atana tar, the oven's going to be tar. Because the food items themselves, even though it's the size of a kebeya, they do not contaminate vessels. That's a chiddush by liquids. And v'amashkan is mimtar, and the liquid is coming out is mimtar, and Mishra, like I explained, because the moment the liquid comes out, it's really less than the kebeya of oichel, and only then could it contaminate it, but it doesn't have kebeya anymore. Now, hoyagush yos mikbeya, if the pile was more than the size of an egg, then nitmatan, then the oven becomes tummy. Shekshiyotze, tibachas, because the moment one droplet comes out, nitmas v'kebeya, that droplet becomes tamei from the egg worth of the tamei olives, v'timasatana, and then contaminates the oven, because liquids do contaminate kelim. V'figach, therefore, mazesim atamein perudim, v'einam gush, therefore, if the olives that are tamei are separate pieces, and they're not in a pile, v'lemei, even if it's 100 of them, hatan the tar, the oven's going to be tar, because the oil that gets released are never touching one whole entity of a food item of tamei, the size of an egg. Halach above. Eitzim, regarding wood, shenivlu ben mashkin tameim, that have absorbed tummy liquids, v'sikam, and then you're heating up these woods in the oven, hatan tar, the oven's going to be tar, shenivlu ben mashkin tameim, because they're already nullified in the wood, we don't say, oh, that tummy liquid's coming out into the oven. And v'filu haitzi eitzim, and even if they took out the wood, shenaflu aleim, or the gear says, sheyiplu aleim, that it should fall on them, gishamim rain, v'naflu ritzayne v'sikam, and he wanted it to get wet from this rain. So there was a desire over here of the liquid. V'sikam, and then he heats it up in the oven. Hatan atar, still the oven's going to be pure. V'ena mayim sha'alei mistam and amashkam ablum, and we don't say that the water that was on them from the rain became tummy from the liquids that are absorbed inside of them, because the liquids that are tummy actually get depleted in their place from the heat of the fire. And v'lei yisikam elei b'dam tar, but one should only heat them up with pure hands. And the reason is, gezeirish lei yisikam atami, as a decree, that a tummy person should not heat them up at a time when there's some moist liquid on them, because then the liquids that are on them would contaminate the oven. So therefore, we keep it with, make sure the person who's doing it should not have his yadayim being tummy. Because again, if it's a little moist, then the liquids become tummy, and because mashkin are always a rishon, and then it would make the oven tummy. Halacha zayin. Sheret shenimtza b'richayim shel zeis, regarding a dead bug, that's metami, that's found b'richayim shel zeis in the middle of the olives, where they would crush it up and grind it before they would put it into, squeeze out the oil. So if there's a sheretz that's found over there, so in tamei lamakayim magoy, so only the place where the sheretz is touching is going to be tamei, and the olives that are tamei do not contaminate the ones that are tar, because neither olive has in it the size of an egg. Now I'm holding mashkim halach, but let's say there was liquid oozing out hakol tamei, they're all going to tzedika tamei. Why? Shekim and shenitma mixes mashka, because once some of the liquid becomes tamei, because the liquid all over nitma kuli, it all becomes tamei. And Vashem and Tamei is called Zesim. So the liquid's all connected, and the oil contaminates all the olives. Now, let's say Nimsal Gabi Ha'olim. Let's say you find the sheretz on top of the leaves, which are not food items, and they're not Mekabel Tomei at all, which is Lamalim and Zesim above the olives. So then Yishlim and Amadadim. Then you have to ask from those who are pressing the olives. Imram, they say, Lo Neganu, we didn't touch the sheretz, and among their belief. Now, Nimsal Imshal Zesim, let's say you find it on top of this huge pile. This congealed pile of olives, so nitma kolagush. Then the whole pile becomes tamei. Kamesh Ran, like we already explained this in paragraph of Halacha Design. Now nimtzal gabei zeisim perudim. Let's say you find it on top of separate, with smaller piles of. You find it on some olives that are in a separate pile, and b'negei b'kebeya, meaning that sheretz is touching a small little pile that has the size of an egg. So hakol tamei, everything's going to become tamei. Why? Sha'eichushu kebeya, because now the food item, which is the size of an egg, is metame alashka ma'udabem, is going to contaminate the liquid that's mixed in them. Meaning we're talking about that very little liquid, which does not combine all the perudim to be like one solid, but there is still liquid which is mixed in, and ma'amashka metame sharazesim, and the liquid that's ultimately touching the rest of the olives is going to contaminate the rest of the olives. Hoi perudim nagabe perudim, let's say there was a small little pile on top of other piles, and so on. Ma'amashka melmata, and the liquid's only in the bottom, sa'af bishan nagabe kebeya, although that liquid is touching, or the sheretz is touching that of a kebeya, in tamei lamakom agoy, only the place where the sheretz touched is going to become tamei, because the pile that's tamei is not touching the liquid, which is all the way on the bottom. So therefore, it's not relevant to that, and therefore, it's not going to contaminate everything else. And each pile is considered independent. Halacha ches, ama oretz shehoshed yodav lagas, ignoramus that sticks his hand into the wine press, and v'noga beshkailas, and he touches in the clusters of the grapes. So Eshkol, so that cluster, Bechol Sivivayisim, and all the clusters around it are Tamei, they're going to become Tamei. But Vagas Kula, but regarding all the other grapes in the wine press, which that cluster is not touching, are Tamei going to be pure. And the reason is, Nishma Fsikin Eshkol, Shasivizal Eshkol, because the clusters that are around this cluster that he touched are separating Beinoya, Bein Shargas, between that cluster and the rest of the grapes in that wine press. And again, each cluster is considered independent. Halacha tes, hagefes, which is the refuse, the waste matter of olives after the oil was squeezed out, and mazagim, similarly regarding the waste matter of the grapes after they were pressed out. Shanasa b'tahara, if they, let's say they were pressed in a state of purity, then v'holcha aleim tamim, then tummy people go on them to press them out, v'achkach yatamim mashkim, and then subsequently liquid comes out, hadeil ta'in, they're going to be considered as tar. The reason is shemetchil nasa b'tahara, because initially it was done, it was squeezed out in a state of purity. Now, if it was originally made in a state of impurity, but then and then liquids come out, then Tameim, then they're going to be considered as Tamei, because the original pressing, which was what was desirable, was done in the state of Tumah, and even though it gets absorbed into the waste, that does not remove its Tumah, and now when it's coming out again, it's going to be considered as Tamei. Halacha Yud, Habadadin, regarding those who are pressing the grapes, Shenechnasin, when they go into the Beis Abad, the yaitzin, and they come out, and their feet are touching the olives that are on the outside. Umashkin tamein b'toich beis habad, and there's tamei liquids inside the place of the pressing, and their feet get wet from that tamei liquids. So im yesh bin mashkin lezeisim, if there is between the liquids that they're touching with their feet and the olives that are outside in the cleared area, kadeshi nagves or glim ba'aretz, is a gap between those two that his feet would have dried up on the ground before he got to those olives. Well, then Harei HaZesim Tar, so then the olives are going to be tar. And the reason that is because, well, because then the tamei liquid is not touching the olives, and moreover, Shana gave a mashkin tamei mishal be other, even though he touched tamei liquids, but since he touched it not with his hands, tar is going to be considered as tar himself, and therefore he's tar, and no more is there any tamei liquids on his feet to touch that of the tar olives. Now the Rambam continues regarding the liquid of as the beverages as relates to kachim and of truma. Kikris HaKadosh, regarding holy loaves, that which are kachim, Shahi ben gumis. If there was like these cavities in these loaves, ubetoicha gumis, and in these cavities in these loaves, hamimashin shal kodesh, there was liquids. There were beverages of hektish. V'nogash sheretz ba'achas mehen, and then the sheretz touches one of them. And one loaf is touching the second one. The second one is touching the third one. I feel maybe even 100 loaves. Kula nishon l'tuma. All the loaves are going to be considered as a rishon l'tuma, like the liquids, which are rishon l'tuma, even if it were to touch a vlad l'tuma. And the reason for this is like this. Because the liquids that are in the cavities where the chibas hakodesh, and because the laws of the endearment of hekdesh, which gives it a higher status, had in kulin kamashkin, they're all like the mashkin that are in those cavities. Where we don't count 1, 2, 3, lower and lower, lower. No, like liquids are always a rishon, so to the loaves are going to be considered as a rishon, and since each one is touching the other one, we don't go down 1, 2, 3, 4, they're all going to be 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Now, avam hoyik kris truma, that's if it's kachim, which is the chibas akadish, we give a certain higher level of stringency to kachim. But if avam hoyik kris truma, but if the loaves were truma, which are lower than hektish, then only the third loaf is going to be invalid, meaning you have the first one, the Rishon, then Sheni, then the third one is a Shlishi, which that's up until where Truma becomes invalidated. But from the third one and on, it's going to be pure, because there we do count. Now, but if let's say all the loaves had moist liquid on them all, then not by Truma, called Tmeis. Then even by Truma, they're all going to be Tamei, Bekul and Shnias, they're all going to be second degree levels of Tuma, because the liquids that are on them are Tamei, and they're a Rishon, and therefore the loaves are like a Rishon, like a loaf that touched a Rishon, which makes it into a Sheni. Chutzim the Rishon, except for the first loaf, Shenoga Baharashevitz, that the Sheretz touch, which obviously is Sheirishon, that's going to be a Rishon, because the Sheretz, which is Av, touched it, made it into a Rishon, but all the loaves are going to be a Sheni. Lachiyat Aleph continues and concludes with regarding the connection of liquids, and this time as it relates to a hole in the vessel. Avabua, regarding a bubble, Hanasa Ba'avi, that was made in the thickness of the wall of a chavis of a barrel. Now, the barrels were made out of earthenware, are made from clay. And they get burnt in a kiln, and sometimes they bubble up, and there's like a hollow bubble in their wall. And v'hadeu kumay kli achar b'tzidai. So it's like essentially like another vessel almost on its side, because like it's like a whole container. Im nikiv havabua la'avar chavis, if this bubble, this blister in the barrel, has a hole to the ear space of the barrel, meaning to the interior. And v'nikiv nikiv achar l'chutz, and there's also another hole towards the outside. Zeh k'neged zeh, one opposite the other. So therefore the liquid that's in the barrel will go into the inner hole and will pour directly out to the outer hole. Or similarly, let's say the inner hole of the bubble was lower down, and by towards the outside was higher up. Where in these two cases, the liquid that comes into the hollow of the bubble up until the outer hole will stay over there. If the bubble and the barrel were filled with liquids, so if the avatum will touch the liquid in the bubble, meaning from touching from the outside hole, nitmu kol hamashkin shebachavis. So all the liquids in the barrel is going to become tummy, because we consider all the liquid in the bubble connected to the liquid in the barrel, because either it's the same height or it goes lower down into the barrel. So whatever's there is going to go down into the barrel. Now hisa chavis mukavet sabed peasal. Let's say the barrel was surrounded with a tightly fastened seal. Unasunu boil a mason was put into a room with a dead person, which generally, when you have an earthenware vessel covered with a tightly fastened seal, does not become tummy in the oil. Here nitmis, it will become tummy. Mehanekev shabavu zeh, because it has a hole in this bubble. Shadehu mefulish lavido, because that's totally open from one end to the other end from its airspace, and therefore it's not really closed on all sides. Let's say the other way around. So let's say the hole in the bubble, in the inner part was higher, and the outer part was lower down. So here also, and what in the last variable we just discussed, that's not going to save it from the oil mess with a tightly fastened seal, because ultimately it is open to the ear space of the outside. But regarding the first halach we spoke, if even the primary category of tumah touched the bubble from the outer hole, which is lower down, then lo nitma mashkin shebachavis, that does not make the liquid in the barrel tamei, and mehinam kemudomahem, they're considered like separate from them, because the liquid of the bubble would have to go up, and we don't consider that as connected. If anything, that would be considered nitzuk, which the Rambam said the Perkei Zayin Halacha Aleph is not considered as a connection. It's only if it would be going down from the outside to the inside. Here, it would have to go up. That would not be considered connected. And that, from the even touching from avatam, it would not make the liquid inside the barrel as tummy.